Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Networks, your weekly podcast on all things related to business networks and alumni communities. In this episode, we look at 14 cost-effective and easy-to-implement alumni engagement tactics or methods. I am your host, Martine Davies, and I'm passionate about developing networks that create value for the individuals in the network, your people, past, present, and future, and provide real results in terms of return on investment for the organisation. Many businesses are focused on engaging their current employees and often forget about their alumni. Engaging your organisation's alumni network can be just as beneficial as employee engagement because of a number of reasons. I often refer to these as the five R's: relationships, reputation, revenue, recruitment, and responsibility. Business relationships, clients, employees, suppliers, and alumni are all important, and your alumni contacts are who know your business best. Maintaining and strengthening relationships with them is common sense. Reputation. Your organization's reputation is critical to the success of your organization. Reputation is built on trust, and it takes time to build trust. Your alumni are who know you best and who trust you. Therefore, having an army of alumni advocates in your markets will serve you and your organization well. Revenue. It goes without saying that if you have strength in your alumni network because of the relationships you have with your alumni, and you have an army of alumni advocates in your markets, business referrals will follow. A proportion of your alumni will be working at your client and target client organisations. Recruitment. The size of your alumni network is likely to be greater than the size of your employee network. You could therefore see your alumni network as a vast talent pool and one your business should be using, either for direct recruitment, boomerang hires, or referrals. And finally, responsibility. Organisations are committed to social and corporate responsibility duties. Alumni can amplify your organisation's CSR activities by getting involved with key projects and help you increase your achievements and what you give back to social causes and local communities. In order to reap the benefits of your alumni network, you have to build engagement with members of this community. And there are so many different ways you can engage your alumni. The 14 ideas I share can feature as part of a formal alumni program, or they can be tactics that your organisation can use to engage alumni informally. Either way, these 14 ideas are cost-effective and relatively easy to implement and achieve. So let's dive in. The first, recognise achievement and success. These are your alumni stories. Your alumni will have successes and achievements throughout their career. Help them to promote themselves and celebrate their success. All publicity is good publicity, and providing a way to recognise and share their successes is a great way to engage alumni, both the individual alumni success you acknowledge, but also creating a sense of pride in amongst your alumni community. Number two, alumni movers and shakers. Track your alumni and their career successes. If you have a large alumni network, you will probably have a number of alumni promotions, launches of new businesses, job changes, and more every month. Creating an alumni movers and shakers document to share and promote is a great way to encourage alumni to share their job moves or promotions and career successes. It's a great way to engage alumni and your employees too, because as humans, we are naturally curious and we want to see what people we know are doing now. From experience, this is one of the most clicked-through pieces of content on alumni e-newsletters, and we've used it to create a buzz internally with our business development teams. 3. Follow your alumni online. A relatively easy and quick way to keep engaged with your alumni is to follow them online. If your business is active on LinkedIn, Twitter, or Facebook, use these social media groups to keep in touch, even if it's only light touch. LinkedIn is especially a great way to track alumni jobs, promotions, or the launch of new businesses, which can feed into your alumni movers and shakers document and also give you ideas for future alumni stories. 4. Respond online. If you have a social media group or your alumni comment or post on your social media pages, make sure you respond to those comments online. According to TrustPulse, online consumers, which include alumni, expect their posts or comments to be responded to, yet only a third of online comments are actually responded to. This is about having good online etiquette and also building online trust with your alumni. 5. Have a personal point of contact. With everything moving online over the past few months and years, have you ever had that annoying experience when you want to speak to a human being as opposed to a machine, or having to email a generic inbox? Introduce a point of contact, a human being who your alumni can speak or call. Share their contact details with your alumni and use this method as a way of building and maintaining relationships with your alumni network. 6. Use the data you have to personalize engagement. Personalization is really important because studies show it can have a big impact on loyalty, engagement, and winning work. You can listen to episode 13 of this podcast show for more information on personalization. It's one of the 4 key principles I go into detail about. In short, though, according to Salesforce, 70% of clients or customers say a company's understanding of their personal needs influences their loyalty. According to SmarterHQ, millennial brand loyalty increases by 28% if they receive personalized communications. And finally, HubSpot state that personalized calls to action convert 202% better than default or standard calls to action. So if nothing else, make sure your engagement is personalized. 7. Solicit feedback wherever and whenever you can. You should be intentionally asking for feedback from alumni wherever possible. In my experience, I have found alumni to be more than willing to provide candid feedback, either when asked, but also when not asked. All feedback is helpful. The more constructive it is, the better. And it helps to paint a picture for you of what's working and what's not. Usually you'll find unhappy alumni more likely to proactively complain or tell you what's not working for them. And it's just as important to solicit feedback from happy alumni too. Your satisfied alumni feedback will be especially important for future additions or improvements to your program. 8. Tell or remind alumni how you're using their feedback. This is an important one. You found ways to solicit feedback, and you absolutely must listen and act on that feedback. But often changes you are making to your alumni program or alumni engagement is not shared back with your alumni, which can lead to a perception of feedback being ignored. Communicate with your alumni and tell them what and how things are changing or have changed based on their feedback. 9. Run a photo competition. If you have social media groups or a way to engage your alumni, running a photo competition or a similar is a great way to engage them. It also helps them feel a sense of belonging to the alumni community and to your brand, especially if you are asking for photos of their time at your organization. You could also do the same with short stories, memories of their time at your organization and with their colleagues, some of whom will also be alumni and some of whom may still be employees. This is a great way of bridging and bringing together your employee network with your alumni network. Number 10. Personal invitations and reach out prior to mass event invitations. In amongst your network of alumni, you will have those that are passive, those that are engaged in some of your activities, and a smaller group that are highly engaged. When you are planning your events or activities, it takes little effort to personally reach out to those alumni who are highly engaged and give them a pre-event heads up or invitation to attend before you send the wider invitation out to the network. Inviting this group of highly engaged alumni in advance, or even planning activities around their schedules and yours, will mean they will be more likely to attend. Number 11. Deliver great alumni or customer service. In all the organisations I have worked in, a key focus is on exceptional client service. Your alumni deserve the same. If you promise something, make sure you deliver it. If you receive feedback, listen and act quickly. Don't leave alumni emails hanging in your inbox. Make sure you respond to them within a set period of time. It's like having a service level agreement with your alumni. Hold yourself and your team, if that's applicable, to a high standard when it comes to delivering your alumni service. Number 12. Surprise and delight. Have you ever received a lovely gift or message you weren't expecting? How did it make you feel? Surprising and delighting alumni is a great way to ramp up your engagement efforts, and you can do this in many ways. For example, if you are tracking alumni moves, why not send a letter to their new place of work congratulating them on their new role, or couple it with a corporate gift, which includes your logo? Or you could have a random lottery where you pick one or two alumni per month to receive something from you. If you're doing something like this, you could utilise your corporate partnerships. It may be tickets to an art exhibition, or if you sponsor theatre, tickets for an up-and-coming show. This is an opportunity to creatively identify different ways to surprise and delight your network. Number 13. Continued professional development. Apart from alumni who have fully retired from active work, the majority of your alumni will be advancing in their careers. Can you help them to develop themselves? This is an opportunity to liaise with your learning and development team and explore what courses or professional development activities are happening over the coming quarter, half year, or even year, and identify which of these activities would be suitable and relatively easy to offer to your alumni, either in person or online. You may have an online learning platform which could be opened up to your alumni network. Or perhaps your business curates content for employees from external and public sources, which may also be relevant to your alumni network. And finally, number 14, benefits. Over the past year or so, a number of employee well-being activities and initiatives have moved online, such as yoga, talks, or other events. With no restriction on numbers for these activities, could you offer these to alumni too? Perhaps there are other employee benefits that you could look at to offer to your alumni. This is something to look at in collaboration with those responsible in your talent or HR teams. So let's quickly recap on those 14 ideas. 1. Recognize achievement and success, so your alumni stories. 2. Think about your alumni movers and shakers. 3. Follow your alumni online. 4. Respond to all comments online. 5. Introduce a personal point of contact. 6. Use the data you have to personalize your engagement. 7. Solicit feedback wherever and whenever you can. 8. Tell or remind alumni how you're using their feedback. 9. Run a photo competition. 10. Personal invitations and reach out prior to mass event invitations. 11. Deliver a great alumni or customer service. 12. Surprise and delight your alumni. 13. Continued professional development opportunities. And 14. Offer out benefits. There are many more tactics and ideas out there, and I'd love to hear what cost-effective strategies you may be using to engage your alumni. Why not drop me a line and let me know at Martine, M-A-R-T-I-N-E, at relationshipsandnetworks.co.uk. In the meantime, thanks for tuning in to Let's Talk Networks this week. And remember, all episodes of Let's Talk Networks are available on demand at www.relationshipsandnetworks.co.uk. Join me again next week on Let's Talk Networks.